Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, at least we got through that Monday okay, right? Tuesday afternoon. Weekend is almost here. Hey, come on. I mean, that's one way to look at it. Really sad to hear today that journalist and author Cokie Roberts had passed away. Longtime political journalist passed away at the age of 75. She was the daughter of a very strong political family here in Louisiana. Hale and Lindy Boggs, and the Hale Boggs Bridge is named after her dad, and her mom, Lindy Boggs, he was killed in a plane crash, and her mom took over. Lindy Boggs took over, basically in politics, filled his shoes for many, many years. But Cokie, I didn't know she was sick. I would also see her quite often on the Sunday morning shows on some of the TV networks. Now that's really sad news, Cokie Roberts passing away. But I've got something that will lighten your heart just a little bit. Have you seen the picture of Sean Spicer dancing with the stars? Okay, Sean Spicer is doing the premiere of Dancing with the Stars tonight on ABC. And I'm looking at a picture of Sean Spicer, and he's got this just really bright, bright, puffy shirt. And I'm telling you, this is even puffier than the shirt that Jerry wore in the Seinfeld episode of the puffy shirt. But, oh, my gosh, God bless the guy for moving on after being fired by President Trump. But he's now on Dancing with the Stars. And you might want to take a look at that tonight, because that will be, if nothing else, that will be good comic relief, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so all this stuff in the Middle East, Iran attack the oil fields of Saudi Arabia? So what's going to come of this? It's a serious situation. It does threaten the oil supply that goes to much of the world. Saudi Arabia, as you know, is one of the real oil-rich nations. So, you know, the president has his hands full with trying to figure out what to do with that, because you can't let Iran get away with it. And then you certainly don't want to go to war if you don't have to. A Saturday Night Live cast member was on the show and then immediately kicked off the show, and it's all about a video that he posted last year using a racial slur for Chinese people and criticizing Asians for trying to learn English. Now, to be honest with you, the things that were done by Shane Gillis on paper here, they don't sound too serious, but, I wasn't there. I mean, a racial slur for Chinese people, of course, is wrong. And making fun of Asians trying to learn English, I mean, that's wrong, but, you know, I mean, it honestly, there's a part of that that could be kind of funny. Not that you're putting them down, but just, you know, have you ever tried to watch an American try to learn another language? Nihongo wa yoku wa kerimasen. You know, I mean, I tried, and it's not that easy. So I'm sure Japanese would make fun of me trying to learn Japanese. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that later. Is true love dead? I'm just talking about pure love. Is it dead? I will tell you, as we just bring this topic up, we'll talk about this later in the show, but personally, this is a hard time for me to talk about this because of things that have gone on in my life recently. But is true love dead? Marriage rates in America continue to fall, and a new study shows that women are refusing to say I do to men that don't make enough money. So is true love dead? Now, you know, when I was young, the idea of living together, even though I grew up, you know, post-hippie commune movement, the idea of living together was really okay with our generation, but it wasn't okay with the establishment. So for the most part, people did not live together. I mean, if you wanted to cohabitate with somebody, you got married. And this was, again, a long time ago. Times have changed. Do you think the institution of marriage is as important as it was in the past? And are you married? And do you plan on getting married? Or are you content committing to someone, but just living with them? We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Former Vice President Joe Biden, and this is going to be a tough topic, but I want to talk about it because it's something that a lot of people face. Former Vice President Joe Biden's political positions may conflict with his Catholic faith. Joe Biden has changed his position on supporting restrictions on federal funding for abortions. Joe Biden is pro-life, but he's also pro-choice. We've had this discussion on the show before. Do you understand the concept of being pro-life while being pro-choice? We'll get into that in the next hour. And are there ways that your political views or your views on social issues conflict with your religious views? And how do you reconcile that? Because I guarantee you that everybody in every church doesn't agree with every single thing that church or that religion agrees with. I think it would be almost impossible to buy into every single aspect of a religion. And if you don't, is it okay to go to that church? A few years back, there was one of the Kennedys. It might have been Teddy, but I'm not sure. One of the Kennedys was pro-choice, and I think briefly he was denied communion at his Catholic church. Now, his opinion on abortion and being pro-choice was known. But what about all the other people? If you're not going to ask everybody in the church what their position is, then maybe we shouldn't be that concerned with it. Maybe it's between the person and God. I don't know. Interesting discussion. We'll have this a little bit later. Also, first up on the show, NASCAR has rejected the ads of two gun companies because NASCAR is apparently making a gradual shift on guns, and NASCAR is no longer as pro-gun as it once was. That's the story that's coming out. A couple of gun companies said this week that NASCAR rejected their rifle ads. And the racing company is now making a gradual shift on guns. So, I guess this is the question. Are you going to like NASCAR less? Is this going to somehow, if NASCAR takes more of an anti-gun stance, what does that say about America? And would it cause you to think less of NASCAR if they did? And you think about the conservative company of Walmart. And again, Walmart has a conservative image. Walmart taking a stance on not selling ammunition, or I forget exactly what the thing was recently, but they made a big shift in terms of not selling ammunition for small guns, for handguns, and for certain rifles. Now, with Walmart being such a conservative company in terms of its image, is that going to cause anybody to turn away from Walmart? Or will you still go to Walmart because you like the prices or you like the selection? Are you going to stop going to Walmart? But what does this say? Does this say that maybe America is ready to make some kind of a concession collectively when it comes to, I don't want to say gun control because it's not really gun control, but taking some steps in a direction that maybe makes us less, as a country, as a society, we would be less likely to promote guns. I don't know. I mean, it's, when I hear about Walmart, when I hear about NASCAR denying the ads to a couple of popular rifle companies, it makes me think that maybe there is going to be this shift. But is this going to cause you to think less of NASCAR? I wouldn't think so. Is it going to cause you to not go to Walmart? I wouldn't think so. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. So we lost the lead singer of the Cars, Rick Ocasek. Talked about this on the show yesterday. And apparently he was recovering from surgery, but the first report was he died of natural causes. There were some complications. His wife says there were some complications following his surgery, and that's why he passed away. But their new wave style of music, and they were a big part of the new wave movement in the early 80s, will live on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us, and we're coming back on WWL. Hey, I love when we can bring back memories of the past. All right, so we're talking about NASCAR. NASCAR has rejected the ads of two gun companies because NASCAR is apparently making a gradual shift on guns. Do you think NASCAR's shift in support for gun advertising will hurt the popularity of the popular sport? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504. 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. According to the information in the report, NASCAR is making a gradual shift when it comes to guns, and they refuse the advertising of two gun companies. And then Walmart recently announced that it was not going to sell certain ammunition. Is this a reflection of a changing attitude that will continue to sweep across the country? Because when you think about Walmart and NASCAR, these are two conservative-based entities in America. Now, Walmart isn't publicly conservative, but the company's a conservative-based company. In the same way that Starbucks has a liberal image, Walmart has a conservative image. And NASCAR attracts a lot of conservatives. I don't know what the numbers are, but the percentage of people who follow NASCAR, the percentage that they are Republican and conservative, that percentage is much greater than progressive liberals. It doesn't mean that there aren't some Democrats and some liberals out there that absolutely love it, but it has traditionally been seen as more of a bastion of conservative ideology. And recently, with the Confederate flag, there were some changes when it comes to NASCAR and the Confederate flag. They're trying to be more inclusive. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? If you'd like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Chalmette, Paula, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I wasn't actually calling about gun control, but I do think it will affect them a little bit initially, but people who love NASCAR will always love NASCAR.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'll let you go on, but yeah, if you love NASCAR, I don't think this position shift, if it indeed does continue, I don't think this is going to stop people from watching NASCAR or following it.
Not in the long run. They may be a little bit more standoffish initially because it offends them, but they have to understand that the sport is separate from the ideology,
right?
And they love the sport. But in any case, I was calling to talk about the being pro-choice and pro-life.
Yeah.
And I would like to object to it being characterized like that because we do, as pro-choice believers, value life as well. I think it should be pro and anti-choice rather than that because we also consider the life of the mother.
Well, Paul, I understand. I understand the point
so
you're making.
Not that we're anti-life.
The terms are just part of our right. Language. It's pro-life and pro-choice. But I do understand what you're saying. But it is. I think it's very possible to be pro-life and yet also be pro-choice, like former Vice President Biden says. He is pro-life, but he doesn't feel like he should make that decision for somebody else.
Exactly. That's been my stance all along. Yeah. If you are not intimately involved, it's really not any of your business.
Yeah.
And I don't see anything of equal invasiveness being legislated about men's reproductive systems. So it strikes me as being a little one-sided in a way that it shouldn't even be in law. It should be across the board or not at all.
I had a guy, a guy called this show when we were talking about this a couple of weeks back, and he said something to the effect of, well, you know what, I'm not going to say what he said because it was kind of gross and very, very pedestrian, but he said something to the effect of that if women stopped, letting men have sex with them, then this wouldn't be as big a problem. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, dude, what about the role that you play in this? So this was the epitome of a man blaming.
No choice or participation in this at all, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
We're not all sirens walking around just trying to lure you in, trust me.
That's right. Sometimes men push the issue, right?
Right, and sometimes it's just a mutual interest. It happens, though. You know, even those who practice safe sex sometimes have products that don't quite, none of it is 100%. You look at all the packaging. They will all tell you they might be in the high 90s, but nothing's 100% certain. It happens.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this
later.
Everyone,
if you have a reproductive system, it can happen.
That's right. And you could provide something that contributes to the reproductive system of a woman that makes you equally responsible, in my opinion.
Exactly.
We'll talk more about this later. But it, you know, the rate of marriage continues to go down, and now there's a study out that says that a lot of women are not saying "I do" to men because they don't make enough money. And so, is true love?
I've been married
for
18 years, and we are married this long because true love exists. He is my true love. We've had serious downs and serious ups, but we stay together because we love each other.
Great story, Paul. I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment this afternoon, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. By the way, if you haven't noticed, we've made a change here, and so we've got more talk, more of your calls, more of your text, and fewer interruptions in the afternoon on WWL, AMFMN.com. I'm Scoot. Here is a text that says, I watch NASCAR. I have never seen an advertisement for a gun company during the race. This was for advertising. I said ads, not advertising. It's kind of the same thing. But this was advertising on their program. And apparently they refused to allow these two gun makers to buy ads in their program. Here's a text that says, Sean Spicer was on Dancing with the Stars last night. He not only looked like a dork, but looks like he has two left feet and got a score of 12 out of 30. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the scoring of Dancing with the Stars, but I saw the picture, and I don't watch it, so I didn't know he was on last night. But take a look at Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary, and the poofy shirt that he's wearing. But you know what? I mean, look, all those people on that show, they're not great dancers, and sometimes it's just for fun and entertainment, and I think Sean Spicer does provide some fun and entertainment. From Lakeview, Mary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars neither. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. don't apologize to me.
Okay. What I was trying to say is, let's give Bridgewater some confidence from the fans, you know, because I hear, you know, Breeze this. We know Breeze is out, and Breeze is supporting Bridgewater. Let's do it. You know, come on. We got to do it. That's all I'm asking.
Well, you know, I certainly understand that. But, you know, let's look at it this way, Mary. Does Teddy Bridgewater have a responsibility to give us reason to have confidence in him? Or do we have the responsibility of giving him confidence? The man is paid handsomely for what he does. And it seems like, you know, you should come up with the confidence. And I'm not saying that this has nothing to do with not giving him a chance, because I think we have to give him a chance. And I said yesterday that, you know, Sean Payton knows more about this than I do. And so I trust Sean Payton because I know he wants to win. I would assume Sean Payton wants to win more than even I want the Saints to win, because that's his job. So, yes, let's give him a chance. But this business about let's give him confidence. Confidence is something that if you need the support of somebody for confidence, then in some ways you have to earn that confidence.
But I really believe that Breeze and Sean Payton, he wouldn't be in that position. Let's put it this way. I believe in my heart that they put him in this position for this unwanted thing to happen.
I believe that,
you know,
too.
You know what I mean? There's a reason. It's just, I really believe he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
He's gonna be there.
Well, you know? Let's hope. He's the one who has to prove that
we're not gonna hope. I think he's gonna do it. He just needs to play like he's dancing with the stars with his feet and use his arm like Breeze.
Well, that's right. I'm sure he's getting great guidance. Mary, I appreciate your call. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think NASCAR's shift on not taking gun advertising will hurt the popularity of the race? 52% say yes, and 48% say no. It's close. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So NASCAR has denied ads for two popular companies that make rifles in their program. This is a shift. And the companies say that NASCAR is making a gradual shift on guns. Are you surprised, first of all? Secondly, if you're a real strong gun rights supporter and a Republican and conservative, is this going to cause you to change your opinion of NASCAR? I mean, I would think not, but I can't speak for you. And if NASCAR is doing this, and if Walmart is making a move in terms of a shift in selling ammunition, is this good or bad? I'm Scoot. We'll be back. You know, I can't listen to any music by James Brown without watching his feet, without envisioning his feet moving, because, man, that dude could move on stage. Darkstorm Industries is a gun manufacturer. They submitted an ad to NASCAR for the company's AR-15s. It was rejected. Online retailer Kevlar Corporation sent an ad to NASCAR for 9mm handguns and also for an AK-47. NASCAR's advertising agency rejected both of the ads, saying that they were not acceptable. According to Dark Storm, NASCAR decided to turn their backs on their customer base, joining the likes of Yeti, Dick's, and Under Armour. We were approached by a NASCAR publication eager to earn our business, but after submitting our ad, it was immediately rejected, stating we cannot depict assault weapons. So if you're a conservative gun rights activist, if you love NASCAR, does this change your opinion of NASCAR? Is it going to cause you to pay less attention to NASCAR? Are you going to boycott NASCAR? I mean, I would think if you love NASCAR, you would love NASCAR regardless of what advertising they accept. But sometimes, you know, people seem like so quick to want to boycott something when they're really robbing themselves of the opportunity to enjoy something. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. The other thing that I think is significant about this is when you think about the conservative ambiance of NASCAR in general and the overwhelming percentage of conservatives that NASCAR attracts to its races, doesn't it say something that even NASCAR is starting to, according to this company, show a gradual shift on guns? And is it fair to say that NASCAR is turning its back on its customer base? And will anybody do anything about that? Recently, Walmart announced, and this is another company with a very conservative image, announced that they were going to stop selling ammunition for certain firearms. Does that change your opinion of Walmart? And what does it say that these two conservative entities have now shown a shift when it comes to guns? If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Bro Bridge, Jay, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good, Jay.
Kudos to the NASCAR. I'm not a big NASCAR fan. I'm more of a street outlaw type racing. But the NRA, NASCAR is tired of the NRA pushing companies around, politicians around, and it's time for somebody to stand up to NRA and say, no, we you're not going to speak for us. We have a voice of our own. So kudos to the NASCAR. Yeah. Kudos to them.
And Jay, I would think that the percentage of NASCAR enthusiasts that are also NRA members is pretty high.
It is. They got the politicians in their back pocket. And also Bridgewater, another subject, I think the guy did an excellent job, because New Orleans and L.A. Rams was matched up perfectly. But when it comes down to that, it comes down to coaching. And I'm a hot sass, I'm sorry to say, but Sean McVay, he had Sean, the New Orleans, the Saints coach, they had him hoodwinked.
But Jay, don't you think it's also a case of the game plan was for Drew Brees and not for Teddy Bridgewater, and that will change this week against the Seahawks?
it will. But remember now.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was 2 third-down conversions that Bridgewater threw, and the ball went straight through the guy's hands. So we can't blame Bridgewater on that. But I'm an Eagles fan, so I hold Drew Brees just stay on that as long as he can. So I'm an Eagles fan.
All right, Jay. You didn't want Drew Brees to get hurt, but since he's not playing it benefits you in the NFC, right?
Yes, sir, because I grew up watching him because he's from Westlake. I'm from Austin also. He's from Austin. I watched him all the way through. He was hurt in his junior year, but he came back in his senior year, and I went, and he played in the Alamo Dome, and we all went up. I'm like, who is this little boy throwing his ball like this? He was in high school, Westlake High School. The guy was phenomenal. He was great.
Jay, I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're listening over in Bro Bridge. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think NASCAR's shift on not taking gun advertising will hurt the popularity of the sport? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Actually, I don't have an update yet. I'll get Ian Hoke to give us an update. I've got a computer glitch here, so we'll get you an update on that in just a moment. Also, Tropical Storm Esmelda has formed off the coast of Texas, and it looks like Houston again is going to be in for some brutal, brutal amounts of rain. Here's a text that says, I guarantee there will be blowback on NASCAR. From Picayune, Alan, welcome to our show.
Hello?
Hello, Alan.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
It's pretty hard to catch a ball to your side that's thrown behind you by Bridgewater. I mean, that's reference to the college of throw. But I think you're going to see more of the Wildcat with Taysom and Bridgewater. More speeded up. I think it's going to be better this week.
Well, you know, it also seems as if using in this particular situation with Brees out, using 2 quarterbacks would do nothing but add confusion to the defense of the opponent.
Well, isn't that what we want to do?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what we want to do.
You know, but I mean, he sat Bridgewater almost like he sat Brees. I mean, I'm sorry, sat Taysom just like he did Brees.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I understand what you're saying, Alan.
But you're gonna see more of Taysom if this.
Oh, I think so. I think so too. Alan, appreciate the call, and that's going to be fun. And so if we do have this 2-quarterback system, which is more popular in college than in the NFL, but it seems like that would only work to confuse the Seahawks defense this weekend. Here is a text that says, I have all the confidence in the Saints that Sean Payton will come up with a game plan that Bridgewater can execute to win. And I think that is one of the keys to remember. This game plan was not built on Bridgewater's strengths. The game plan against the Seahawks this week will be. From Galliano, Dave, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
What's happening, Scoot? Love listening to your show, man.
Thanks, Dave.
So here's the deal. It's kind of counterintuitive, but nothing sells guns and ammunition more than a Democratic presidency. You can look it up. It's really crazy because under Republicans, everybody's reassured that it's going to drastically be done. But you can look it up for Obama or even the Clinton era.
So, Dave, so is there any chance that, like, deep down, secretly inside, the gun manufacturers want to help a Democrat beat Trump?
You know, I wouldn't say that, but it is interesting that dichotomy exists, though. It is interesting, but look it up because the stats are there to back that up.
No, I trust you. I trust you, and the NRA and gun manufacturers are quick to use that. They're quick to promote the idea that if a Democrat gets in the White House, they're going to take your guns. All right, Dave, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. You got a comment, 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Rod Stewart has been battling prostate cancer for the last 3 years, and this has just been announced. Rod Stewart, 74 years old, is urging men to get checked up. He says, guys, you really got to go to the doctor. A finger up the blank, no harm done. Well, he didn't. He says BUM, you know, kind of a slang word for bum, you know. He made this announcement recently. The good news is he's been in remission since July. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back. This is WWL. Coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a tough thing to add to the conversation, but former Vice President Joe Biden's political positions may be in conflict with his Catholic faith. We'll get to that. Here's a quick update on our WWL Blue Rubber Gumbo poll. Do you think NASCAR's shift on not taking advertising for guns will hurt the popularity of the race? 51% say yes, it will. 49% say no, it won't. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, if you're a fan of car racing, you will always be a fan no matter what. And that's what I'm thinking. I mean, look, if NASCAR doesn't accept some advertising, if they're leaning against some advertising and you disagree with that, why are you watching the race in the first place? Because you like the race. You shouldn't care what their political views are. If you like the race, watch the race. And there's so many people who will say, oh, I'm going to boycott that. But, you know, they might not really do it. But, I mean, really, what difference does it make? All right, let me get back to your calls. From Gonzalez, Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing today?
I'm good, Derek.
Hey, the whole thing with the NASCAR thing is, you know, just like you said, you know, you're going to watch and tune in to watch the race. You're not really worried about the advertising. And, you know, it's not the guns, it's the people with the guns.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just like the assault rifles, I don't know why in the world we still allow those not to be, you know, illegal, man. There's no real use for that. To me, people say they use it for hunting. I'm just like, what are you trying to kill, an elephant? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous, man, with people mask and hide behind just so they can have something like that. Who wants to own a weapon like that? I don't want that in my house.
Well, I do understand that, Derek. But again, not being a gun enthusiast, I don't understand the enthusiasm of that. But as I've said many times, I relate this to my car. In fact, I have to correct something. I said that my car speedometer goes up to 160. I realized the other day it only goes up to 150 because, you know, there's that last point at 140, and then I thought it was 160, but it's 150. So I want to just be very clear about that. But I can't go 150, but I like the fact that my car can go 150. So maybe there are gun owners who want to own a gun that they know they can never really use.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big thing with all that, but, you know, I think the Saints going to recover. I think they're going to do well. The game plan going to be based around Teddy Bridgewater. And everybody's out talking about they want Teddy Bridgewater head. When he come in there and pull that miracle win against the Seahawks, everybody going to be on the TB train.
Oh, I know. You're right. It'll be Teddy time. Derek, I'm glad you called. Teddy time. I don't know. It sounds fun. I think I mentioned yesterday on the show that I think that was a promotion from Victoria's Secret a few years back. It's Teddy time. From Ponchatoula, Kenny, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I call to say I'm not worried about them taking my guns. I'm not going to let them take my guns. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Okay.
But I'm worried about them taking my life because they want Medicare for all. And according to Congressional Budget Office, that could be feasible if they discontinue some of these expensive treatments that people are taking for various diseases. Well, I'm a stage 4 cancer. I had last year, and I'm in remission thanks to a new drug on the market, immunotherapy, and it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So what they want to do is they want to kill me.
Well, you know, listen, Kenny, I understand your concern, and it's a concern shared by a lot of Americans. I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. And, you know, I just mentioned that Rod Stewart's been battling prostate cancer for 3 years, and I didn't know, and I don't think this was general information. He just announced it the other day, and he's been in remission since July. So I'm sure you know exactly how Rod Stewart feels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how I do. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing good, Kenny, and hang in there. I don't think anybody's going to take your Medicare away. It's a big mess, and remember...
Well, not my Medicare. I'm not on Medicare till next year, but my insurance company is paying it now, and if the Medicare for All goes into effect, they could be taking away my medicine.
I don't think that's going to happen, Kenny. And you know, there's a lot of political rhetoric that is spawned this time when we get close to an election year. So don't let them freak you out.
I know that I'm not freaked out about it, but in Canada, if you're over 70 years old and you get cancer, you know the wonderful socialist system they have over there, according to what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm not.
Your goose is cooked.
I'm not familiar with not familiar with Canada. I don't see a nurse. Yeah, well, Kenny, I got to get to a news break here. I'm glad you called, but look, I don't see people just suddenly dropping dead at 70 in Canada. And if the Canadian system was really that bad, wouldn't we have a border problem in the north like we have a border problem in the south? If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. Tuesday afternoon, we're on our way to the weekend. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.